Tennessee Volunteers win their first SEC game of the season in dramatic comeback fashion here in Columbia. Tennessee 1-0 in the SEC, beating South Carolina 76-69. Welcome back to the Colonial Center and welcome to the Bruce Pearl Show. Tennessee basketball coach Bruce Pearl joins us out here courtside. Coach, I know you look exhausted. Your team played so hard. What a comeback in the second. What turned things around for your team down 14 in the first half?
Well, you know, Bob, I don't think we have enough time on the show to really talk about all the things that had to take place. And for me to be able to spread and give enough credit to, you know, to all the players, I think it starts with C.J. Watson. You know, he's a senior point guard, and he just can handle the game and handle the tempo. And C.J. just, because he's, we talked about this on the show the other day, so calm. He just, we're down, we're up, he doesn't change, you know. And I think I was able to get the offense in front of me in the second half. And one of the things I wanted to try to do was get more patient. You know, South Carolina had disrupted us in the first half. I thought we were impatient. And then just go to your strengths. We took shots that were out of character in the first half. Second half, the fatigue was a little bit of a factor. We spread them out. It was just like we did against mm-hmm. Texas. Mm-hmm. And we're too small. And as long as we got guys with their size only give up 6 offensive rebounds to a team that was much bigger than us, okay, that's where they could have really hurt us, then we should have the advantage in ball handling and spacing and shooting.
And the other key thought, stat that really I think is phenomenal is the fact you played that entire second half with 1 turnover. Just
yeah.
1. I mean, because you were pressuring the whole time.
Right.
You had to do that to get back in the game.
Yep. Just great ball handling and the turnover was major, throwing the ball to bounds, and it wasn't even a forced turnover.
Yeah.
You know, and I agree. That was a huge, huge possession. And I think the fact that we stayed on offense, it's almost like time of possession. I think the first half, South Carolina had the entire time of possession. Second half, we had time of possession. And it's hard to be patient when you're down because you want to shoot the team back into it. Many of those long shots, and you go, oh, that's way out there. They came later in the shot clock, mm-hmm. or they were open,
yeah.
and they were good. They were good shots.
You've been waiting for Dane Bradshaw to make some shots. He made a couple of big ones. In fact, one that iced the game at the end.
Oh, it was awesome. That was great. And I guess if I had to say I would want which guy, I'd want him to have made that shot more than anybody because he can shoot it, and he shoots it in practice, and he works hard on his shot. He comes in a lot for extra shooting. But it was an open look. And I know there was some time left on the shot clock, but I would have been upset with him if he turned that shot down because if he turns that shot down, he puts his other 4 teammates in a bad position. Okay, because he turned an open shot down. Ain't nobody else going to have a better shot, a better look. I'm glad he took it. I'm even happier he made it.
Tennessee wins here in Columbia, 76-69 over South Carolina. Tennessee moves to 1-0 in the SEC. Tennessee, a dramatic and hard to put to get the right adjectives here is Tennessee. I'll let Coach Pearl come up with some adjectives. Second half, 64%
from the
floor.
You're perplexed.
Yeah.
You know, there's got to be some, like there's a word that can't quite describe exactly how you are. You're happy. You're a little surprised, somewhat shocked.
Exhilarating is another one thrown out there. But, I mean, second half, the way your team shot.
Yeah.
And I think you surprised South Carolina on some of the shots you took, even how far out.
Oh, we did. We did. But, you know, Lofton, you can't back off of him, you know, and he made some big shots. You know, Juwan Smith really played well in the second half.
Yes, he did.
And gave us some great, great minutes. And he's a guy that I want to have out there on the floor late in the game. He also doesn't turn the ball over and has some confidence to be taking shots and making some free throws. And he and CJ are pretty good friends. They're pretty close. They got a good thing going out there together. So he's going to be more of our second half guy. Now, Major, you know, they really did a good job of kind of identifying Major. And I thought that Major had to play too many minutes, you know, because of our lack of depth inside. And if he played fewer minutes, we could have gotten him a few more touches and he could have finished a little better. We got to do a better job of getting the ball, and he needs to do a better job of finishing and obviously the foul line. You know, and Andre Patterson is very much a mystery. You know, played very poorly tonight. And you know, he's had a couple of games where he's just not been there. And yet he has 14 rebounds against Alabama A&M. So, this isn't going to continue, you know, unless I get those frontline guys playing better and playing more productively. And I'm just concerned about Andre.
But you really disrupted their offense. In the second half, you frustrated. And as many easy looks they got in the first half, they didn't get any in the second half.
No, and, you know, having Major out there with 4 guards is really an interesting lineup because, you know, Major's big enough to kind of clog the middle and do some things with his size. And then those guards can put so much pressure on the ball. You know, once again, it's going to take a team, you know, like Oklahoma State that can line up 3 and 4 bigs and pound us, you know, to make a difference. But, look, it was a special, special, you know, outing and one of the best second halves. I haven't been around Tennessee basketball not long enough to be able to say this, but I would ask the experts to tell me, where does the second half rate with scoring 53 points against a team that holds teams down to 57 for the game, shoots 77% from three, 65% from the field, 7-for-10 from the foul line. It's got to go down as one of the best offensive halves in Tennessee basketball history.
No question about that. And Tennessee wins here in Columbia by the final of 76-69 in the SEC Open.